Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You know what it means when you hear that old school bell. Go get your Bible and turn in it, if you will, to Psalm 101, a Psalm of David. And we'll be reading that psalm over the radio in just a moment, and if you have your Bible, you'll be able to follow along. What we're going to have today is a lesson titled Worldwide Prohibition, also World's Temperance Lesson. Now, this is a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of November the 4th, 1923. It was written during the time of Prohibition, and so there's a historical context to this lesson. And I'm going to point out as we go through this lesson that there's a difference in prohibition and temperance. You see, prohibition is an external restraint that is placed upon man by law, and temperance is an internal restraint that man puts upon himself. And it is hard to make people behave by simply an external restraint. No, men need to be temperate. They need to have self-controlled. And when men are able to have self-controlled, then there's really little need for prohibition except for the information. There's no reason to enforce a prohibition because men will know what to do and they will do what is right and they'll control themselves in all manners concerning things that are wrong. Now, this, if you'll turn to Psalm 101, we'll get into this lesson in just a moment. And while you're turning there, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, if you have turned in your Bible, follow along with me as I read the 101st Psalm. There's an inscription to this psalm. It is called a Psalm of David. I will sing of thy loving kindness and justice unto thee, O Jehovah, will I sing praises. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no base thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know no evil thing. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I destroy. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will I not suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall minister unto me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that speaketh falsehood shall not be established before mine eyes. Morning by morning will I destroy all the wicked of the land, to cut off all the workers of iniquity from the city of Jehovah. The 101st Psalm. There is a second reading that we're going to turn to, and particularly in regards to the consumption of an alcoholic beverage. And this has to do with, turn to Proverbs chapter 23, beginning in verse 29, and reading to the end of Proverbs 23. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath complaining? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek out mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it sparkleth in the cup, when it goeth down smoothly, At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange things, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not hurt. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. A proverb from the wise man Solomon on the effects of alcohol. Now, the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 101 in verse 3. I will set no base thing before mine eyes. There's an interesting geographical note to this old Sunday school lesson, and it says this: self-controlled is bound by no geographical limits, but should be worldwide. And then the question begins in the introduction: is prohibition right? This lesson is on worldwide prohibition and world temperance. The gospel of Jesus is worldwide. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Make disciples of all the nations. Hence all that which the gospel prohibits or enjoined is worldwide. The manufacture and sale of intoxicating liquor as a beverage, with all its evil consequences, are prohibited by the gospel. Hence such prohibition is right. And I'm going to inject here, as we're looking at this, it was also prohibited in 1923 by the Constitution of the United States. But I want you to notice how Elam appealed to a higher law when he talked about the prohibition of this lawless consumption of alcohol, and that is the higher law of the gospel. God leaves everyone to choose for himself whether or not he will practice self-control and abstain from strong drink, or to obey the gospel at all. One must be moved to action by the warnings and threatenings of the gospel, led by the goodness of God, and constrained by the love of Christ in order to become a child of God, in order to become a Christian. God never, by civil authority or by any other power, forces one to repent or to abstain from sin and to obey Him. We're going to be reading a lot about the role of government. And a lot of times people will say, when it comes to something like the government's laws against the distribution of alcohol and the sales of alcohol, and you know, just because prohibition is over doesn't mean we don't have those laws. We still do. You can't sell alcohol to a minor. It's against the law. And it's against the law because it is recognized as a dangerous thing that has a civil consequences. You see, the law of the land cannot save a soul from sin, but it can save the citizens from one another. The gospel is the law of God that's to be applied to the heart, and it has to do with our relationship toward God. But civil law has to do with our relationship toward one another in a society, people sometimes say. Why, you cannot legislate morality. And there is a sense in which that is so. But there's another sense when that statement is just false. We have laws against murder. And murder is immoral. Does that mean we cannot legislate against murder because it is a moral thing? Well, of course not. What are we talking about here? Civil law governs civil behavior. And moral law governs moral behavior. Those things are often confused. God's law is a moral law. But yet we don't impose God's law on everyone. We do impose civil law on everyone in that society, because the citizens of that society have decided that such behavior is uncivil. And so you have moral law before God, and you have a civil law before men. And the reason these things are often confused is because very often moral behavior and civil behavior is really the same behavior. Now, God ordained the powers that be, that is, civil government, for the restraint and punishment of evildoers and the protection of the righteous. In this way, he prohibits many evils and restrains many evildoers, while he protects the righteous. He rules in the kingdoms of men and accomplishes righteous purposes through them. Namely, he promotes civilization. Righteous laws among men are corrects, chastises, and even destroys some wicked nations. Here are some of the scriptures that have to do with civil authority and civil law. We'll begin in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject to the higher power, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Therefore he that resisteth the power withstandeth the ordinance of God, and they that withstand shall receive to themselves judgment. For rulers are not a terror to the good work, but to the evil. And wouldest thou have no fear of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise from the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, an avenger for wrath to him that doeth evil. Therefore ye must needs be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are ministers of God's service, attending continually upon this very thing. Render to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Hear what Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. We know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully, and knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and unruly, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for menslayers, for fornicators, for abusers of themselves with men, for menstealers, for liars, for false swearers, and if there be any other thing contrary to sound doctrine according to the glory of the blessed God which was committed unto my trust. We read in the book of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21, and then in verse 37 and 38, about God, how he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that have understanding. Thou, O king, art king of kings, unto whom the God of heaven hath given the kingdom, the power, and the strength, and the glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beast of the field and the birds of the heaven hath he given into thy hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. Now that's what Daniel was telling Nebuchadnezzar. And so it was God that had put Nebuchadnezzar in power. But then we read in Daniel 4, verses 17, and in verse 25, the sentence is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the lowest of men. Verse 25, that thou shalt be driven from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and thou shalt be made to eat grass as oxen, and shall be wet with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. We're going to continue this in our next class, but sufficient to show now that God has ordained these civil powers to rule in civil manners and to keep the unrighteous from misbehaving.